It's time for the debrief. This didn't go out on air because we ran out of time. Brooksy, present?
Present.
Gibbo?
Present.
Higo?
Here.
Right, let's crack on. Brooksy.
Right, I'm going to start. Max.
Yeah. Threw you under the bus today.
You were like, it was nice to say that it's we got representation from the Northern Beaches. When you already had two people from the Northern Beaches on your show, you should actually get to know your producer and your panel op and know that we are from the Northern Beaches ourselves.
Fine. Some staff, yeah.
Second.
You're not as important.
Hey, we'll have another host in a couple of weeks, Max.
Exactly. Have a good week off, mate.
Just another summer replacement to us, mate.
Thank God for that. I've got things to do in the afternoons. Right.
Yes, number two, we did some great pre-recording yesterday, but you felt like the urge to tell everyone that it was pre-recorded and that...
I don't think we should lie to the listeners.
I think we should. And you actually told them that we substituted Sam Perry's questions with
so
Ian's
Ollie
question.
Doesn't know the difference between Sam Perry and Ian Higgins.
But I feel like I sort of brought a gravitas to the questions.
You really did. You're better than Sam's questions. But to be fair, it took me like 6 months of listening to the Great Cricketer podcast to work out which one was which anyway. So like, Ollie Ollerton wasn't going to know in two questions, was he? Anything else?
No. Yes. Thirdly, in the last hour, it took you roughly 2 minutes and 47 seconds to ask Sean Almarod about the hottest 100. Yep. Usually a question that would take maximum 8 seconds.
Yeah.
You went another 2 minutes 35, talked about the hottest 500, three attempts, longest question. It has been submitted to the Guinness World Records.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Ian, amazing. Yep. Great questions for Ollie. Your NBA report. Your NBA report was spot on about Ben Simmons. And your question on Villa to Bozza was amazing.
Yeah, it was a good question.
I think the Midlands is nicely represented in Australia, and you did well to basically talk about how Barca, running out of money, and they get one of the best signings in the January window in Philadelphia. So, well done to both of you. But Max, you've got a week to think about.
Gibbo, anything?
Yeah, just quickly, Ian, great debut. I want to hear more about the chest and back workout. I'm sure we'll save that for next time. Just a little tip as well. When you are pouring each other water, maybe a little bit away from the mic.
I wanted people to think we were having a wee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let us informed in that just so we can not write this stuff down for the sake of it.
I wanted some texture, some sound back, some texture to the to the show.
Max, not only did you mention the hottest 500, you mentioned Joy FM.
Yeah.
Maybe stick to SEN content there. And as well, in the first seg, Mate Communication is a sponsor of our show, so we shouldn't be asking people who they're with. We know they're with Mate Communication, but besides brilliant stuff. Guys, brilliant stuff.
I thought you two were both excellent.
As always.
Alan Dale.
Oh, yes. Oh, well done.